Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio International. Today we present part one of a two-part special on women and the media. Now, there have been a lot of stories, of course, that have caught the attention of not just women around the world, but women's issues by a wide variety of society. Our first story today in this two-parter, we're going to be heading to India with Divya Arya, who works for the BBC World Service, as she reports on what Indian women thinks the media should be reporting on and how they're reporting on very serious stories, such as the recent amount of rapes that have happened in the country. Here she is with her special report.
As you probably guessed, I'm traveling on a rickshaw on a very busy road. This is the heart of the Hindi-speaking belt in India, and ancient kings once ruled the country from here. But in recent times, the term Bihari has gained negative connotations. The state has one of the highest rates of child marriage in India and the lowest literacy rate.
To meet Bihar's young women, I've come to Magad Mahila College. Mahila is the Hindi word for women. Women's colleges remain popular in India. It's often the only way a girl can get a degree, as parents are normally reluctant to let their daughter study alongside boys. I've come to a specially organized event to ask these young women what we should be reporting on. When there is a rape case, news channels run that news constantly, which puts lots of mental pressure on the rape victim. We want you to either stop or moderate that coverage and instead show something that promotes moral and ethical values.
The media should ensure that their reports don't reveal the victims or their family's identity, because then families try to hide the crime.
So does media reporting of rape encourage parents to report the crime to the police or discourage them?
They are discouraged because they think that it will bring shame on the family.
Constant news flashes will impact the future prospects of other women in the victim's family. People will question them too.
Many times the identity is revealed.
Questions are raised about the woman's conduct and clothes, but not about the attackers.
So there is more reporting of the woman's character.
Yes, ma'am.
How she was responsible for it.
The boy's photo should be splashed instead of the victim or her family.
The depth of these women's anger about how the media covers rape cases has really surprised me. Rape has been front-page news in India since the brutal gang rape of a medical student in Delhi in 2012. After that attack, there were protests across the country and laws were tightened. I've come to the office of one of India's biggest newspapers here in Patna, so the editor can hear for himself what young women think. Pramod Mukesh is the editor of Dainik or Daily Bhaskar in Bihar. I play him another of the women's comments.
The social boycott of rapists, the punishment they receive should be highlighted, so it deters others from committing the crime. Media should focus more on that. The media should not focus on what the woman was wearing or what she was doing in their questions.
This perception was not built overnight. It has been around for a while. The girls have seen this on TV, radio, newspapers, heard about it from their family. It could also be that the dominance of male reporters is causing this. And this is not just the case with my newspaper, but in most media organizations. Increasing the number of women journalists might be a solution.
So what do I take back with me as a journalist? Women want us to report sexual violence, but with sensitivity, not disclosing a woman's identity and not questioning her morals. And women in the media can't bring this change on their own. We need our male colleagues to be on board.
It feels so different here. We are in Tamil Nadu, in southern India.
one of the country's most developed states. The roads are fabulous, it's clean, and you don't see many people sleeping on pavements. It's also considered to be a good place to be a woman. It has one of the highest rates of enrollment of women in higher education. So we've come to the city of Coimbatore and are now headed to Avinashalingam University. It's a women-only university, and it also lays emphasis on getting women from rural parts of the state. How are you doing, girls?
In all the advertisements we see, women are so tall and they have long hair and they dress up so nicely. I don't think all the women are like that.
In our colleges and universities and everywhere, girls know they should not wear leggings for the crop top. And we are not allowed to wear that because people think that if we dress like that, if something happens wrong, they tell that her dressing that was not good.
So do you think that the way media covers things, this kind of thinking is challenged or reinforced?
Media shows that how a girl must, they should learn karate. But they have never, media has never said how the guy who does the rape thing or how he should undergo an yoga or some treatment.
Dowry to is desh mein ek bahut bada jurm hai.
Dowry is a big crime in this country. The media shows a lot of negative cases about the mother-in-law beating her daughter-in-law or even killing her by setting her on fire. But I come from a state, Meghalaya, where we only read of dowry in textbooks, where no one gives dowry. Why is that positivity not shown?
Hi, so nice to meet you. I'm Divya Arya. I work for the BBC.
Hi, I'm Guruswami. I'm working in News 8 in Tamil Nadu channel.
Guru has been working in the Tamil media for 14 years and he's now the bureau chief for a private TV news channel in Coimbatore. He says his reporters want to do more positive features, but it's hard to find the time.
Because the competition is who can give the most sensational news and who can give it the fastest. That's what we are concentrating on. When you talk about sensational stories, people attach importance to these kind of stories. In television, if there are sensational images, like people being pushed by the police or being arrested, people want to watch it.
But across town, there's a news website trying to do something different. D. Andrew Sam is the owner and founder of the website Simply City in Coimbatore.
That's a really, really different name, but I'm guessing there's a simple logic behind it, Sam.
Right. So, Simplicity is a hyper-local news platform. We highlight people, their new things that they're trying out, and all these things, these are positive things that we bring out.
So how does Simplicity keep the news from being negative?
We replace it with things that can inspire people. We reported about a 74-year-old retired man. He had this small problem where whenever he left out of Coimbatore to see his kids, nobody was there to water his plants. So he created a small apparatus that could keep dripping water to his terrace garden. And he was doing it just for himself. And we reported that story. Within a week, he got an order from a big corporation here for 500 of those units to be supplied to them. Now, these are inspiring stories that people want to know.
D. Andrew Sam says his approach is driving strong traffic to his website. It's potentially a wake-up call for the mainstream media too. They don't need to just give their audience sensational news. Positive and sensitive reporting possibly appeals more to young people.
Whenever I look for Nagpur on India's map, I imagine as if I'm looking for a person's belly button because that's almost exactly where it is, right in the middle of India.
Nagpur in Maharashtra state feels like a metropolitan city. There's traffic chaos as they're building a metro, and our audience at Tirupur Institute of Management is more urban.
Hello everyone, mera naam hai Divya Arya.
They're in jeans and trousers and give off a trendy vibe. Most of them are city bred.
So, hands up.
and the conversation starts.
Yes. You do anything you want to do, but jab shaadi ki baat aati hai, jab religious ki cheez aati hai.
You do anything you want to do, but when the issue is marriage, then religion is the main factor and you have to heed to your parents' choice. The media should help in changing that. The media shows particular things about a religion in a targeted way, which is very disturbing. Because if a particular person does something wrong, it's his individual act, not of the whole religion.
And when the media covers intercaste or interreligious marriages, what is that like? Is it positive or negative?
It is very negative. They show that if young people from smaller cities get married, they only show the punishment that is meted out to them, rather than showing how people supported them. This amplifies the fear. People think that if there is pressure from home, it can translate into some reprisal. So that needs to change, according to me.
When there is positivity around us, we think positive. But we have grown up listening to all this negativity, that we shouldn't speak to people from these castes, especially in the context of marriage. But I belong to a family where an intercaste marriage was arranged, and they're all very happy. It is successful.
It's a small change, but it seems the media is not capturing it. We often hear about so-called honor killings. It's the phenomenon where communities can go to the extent of killing their own to protect the honor of their family or caste. Hierarchy of castes is central to the Hindu religion. Discrimination is banned, but the practice of marrying within caste remains almost mandatory, and any deviation can cause tensions. The students here tell me their teacher is a rare example of breaking that practice and love conquering all.
I'm Dr. Sri Jaiswal. I'm a lecturer at Tirupati Institute of Management Education, and I've been married for 11 years.
This smart, elegant woman tells me how she fell in love with a man from a different caste. Her family strongly opposed the marriage. Ironically, it was her husband's family who was more accepting, as they'd previously experienced a successful intercaste marriage in their family, which had helped open their minds.
There are a mindset that love marriages don't last. And basically because we get to hear only the sad part of it, that they have separated or things are not working out for them. But we seldom see coverage of families who are doing extremely well, who have prospered and who are happy, whose family have been very supportive. So probably if the positive aspect is more highlighted, families will be more open and they'll be receptive to this idea.
It's the 21st century, but caste hierarchy in India still seems so ingrained. As young women get educated, learn more about the wider world, they're looking for more acceptance and openness in relationships across caste boundaries. No wonder, then, they're hoping the media will show some positive examples that will encourage their parents to be less restrictive.
We've reached India's western state, Gujarat, best known for being the home state of our current Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi. Now, we are not in the capital city of Gandhinagar or the big city, Ahmedabad, but in a much smaller city of just 2 million people called Rajkot.
I've come to Marwari University on the outskirts of Rajkot, and it's the newest building I've entered so far. Men and women studied together here, but I've got a women-only audience.
No, that one wasn't for you. Okay. So, baatcheet kahan se shuru karein? Right, left. Okay, come, tell me. Batao.
I feel that stalking is glorified, especially in movies. It is glorified a lot. From the 90s, we can see the movies show that a boy stalks a girl and eventually the girl agrees. So obviously the boys get influenced, but they don't know that it has a negative impact on girls, whether it is cyber stalking or in real life.
Yeah, stalking cases cover hi nahi hote hain kyunki bahut halka halka pulka crime.
So is the depiction the same in news media?
Or does news media criticize stalking a lot? Or does it not cover stalking at all, as it is considered a small crime?
It's considered a small crime and not covered. Social apps are very useful, but our parents don't allow us to use them. If we were to make a profile on Facebook, boys could hack it. I think instead of stopping girls, boys shouldn't be allowed on these apps.
Street harassment is called eve teasing in India. The term itself shows how little importance people attach to the crime. But these girls clearly think it's a big issue, and the police have special support in place to deal with it. So we are in a women's only police station in Rajkot, and this police station has two counselors who are not from the police but with a background of social work and psychology. And their role is to meet the women complainants. Asmita Garia is one of them.
Many students are reluctant to register complaints of stalking because it can lead to them having to drop out of school or college. Most families are narrow-minded and the girls are not able to confide in them. When the families find out, they ask the girls to stay at home and stop their education.
Media and society view street harassment as harmless. It's young men who are obviously doing it. So what do they think?
It's not like all men are bad. Some of them are, but some of them are also good.
Does the highlighting of rape cases, does it affect you guys? Like,
yes. Yes.
Is it become harder for boys to make friendships with girls?
It's not harder, but you judge yourself. You have a girlfriend, right? So is that right or not? You won't open up to her.
You cannot speak your mind, right?
I'll blame Bollywood for it. Bollywood has made this persona in our... It's an illusion. Like, the first time girl would say no, that means a yes. So you'd have to try harder and harder. You have to tease her. You have to do anything so that she'll come to you. And then you'll get happily married. And then you'll have babies. And then you'll go to Switzerland and all. I was a believer.
Oh, you were a believer? Yes.
But then you get rejected so many times that, all right.
You have to face the reality.
I was surprised that the young men were so open and frank. And they said exactly what the women had said. That Bollywood glorifies stalking. And that the media doesn't report it. One young student made a really good point. He said men and women need to know and understand each other by sharing the same spaces. This is a big issue for India, where there are separate metro carriages for women and many girls can only get an education by going to all-girls schools and colleges. We're at the end of our journey and we've done a round trip of India, starting in Bihar in the northeast, going down south and then working our way back up north via the west. We are now in our final destination, Jalandhar in Punjab. Interestingly, after all the miles we've travelled, this audience feels more familiar, as it's full of young women journalists starting out in their careers.
We say the media is full of educated people, but I think their minds aren't educated. If I talk to a man or a married man, aspersions are cast and they say I'm having an affair.
This was said to you at the place you were working in?
Yes, my editor said this to me and even asked me what my parents would say.
I want to cover crime, but I'm told I should cover education or work on digital. They say crime is not for women.
I'm the first woman in my village to work in the media. My parents encouraged me. But when I speak to my editors about interviews, they say it's not becoming of a woman to interview a man. When I hear this, I wonder if the media is really open-minded.
So who would young women journalism students look up to for inspiration? I scouted for senior women journalists in the regional media and found two who agreed to meet me at a local cafe.
मैंने दो बार ब्रेक लिया बच्चों के लिए, अभी रिसेंटली भी लिया बच्चों के लिए.
तेजिंदर कौर इज द जलंधर ब्यूरो चीफ फॉर द पंजाबी एडिशन ऑफ द डेली और दैनिक जागरण न्यूज़पेपर. She got this job after 14 years of doing features reporting and is one of the few senior women at the paper.
Maine apni offer rakhi, offer bhi nahi rakhi thi.
I asked them for the job, but at that time they didn't think I was fit for it. Eventually when they gave it to me, they did it out of choice and believed that I could do it.
To wo kaise badla, wo badlav kaise aaya unki soch mein?
How did their point of view change?
Unhone reporting di, maine apna best karke diya.
They asked me to try news reporting and within 15 days they were convinced that I can lead a whole district. Vandana Valia Bali is the features editor for the Hindi edition of the same newspaper. She's also used to being the only senior woman in her organization.
If we talk of Punjab, then there used to be just one or two women in the newsrooms at that point in time. And there's been very little change over the past 20 years. The problem is, the fewer women you have in newsrooms, the less able you are to push for change on things like equality and working hours that make it more accessible to women with families.
Early, unko free karke time pe bhej diya jaye.
Words of strength for the last stop on my journey across India. Tejinder and Vandana are so inspirational, but they are sadly so rare. And that's the main issue. We need to get more women in the door and crucially have them rise up the ranks. But this will take time and we need men with us. We all need to look at our coverage and ask ourselves, can we do better? Are we listening to our female audience enough? I've spoken to at least 300 young women from all backgrounds. They're full of passion, intelligence, and determination. They're also very clear on what they want from the media. It's now up to us to hear what they're saying.
And next week, we will bring you part two. Now, some information about PCJ Radio International's Patreon page.
Is the Happy Station Show calling listeners everywhere?
Everywhere!
It's your station of smiles across.
Hello, I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine when Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started
this? I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station show. And for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that he had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
And those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio. Paramaribo, 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 Paramaribo. And you can find more information at www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio. Now, that's all we have time for on this edition of the program. If you wish to get in touch with us to let us know where you heard it, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is very simple. It's pcjmedia@gmail.com. Once again, pcjmedia@gmail.com. So, on behalf of everyone that helped put the program together, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, take care. We'll see you again very soon. 73 and 88 to the ladies.